Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Revenue Isn't the Ultimate Goal for Entrepreneurs: Three Hidden Metrics That Build Lasting Wealth. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that might sting a little. Most entrepreneurs are chasing the wrong number. They obsess over revenue like it's a scoreboard. But here's the dirty secret. The wealthiest business owners know: high revenue can actually make you broke. Today, I'm going to share what really matters beyond those vanity metrics. Think about revenue like a leaky bucket. You can pour water in all day long, but if the holes are too big, you'll end up thirsty. Revenue without profit is just expensive, busy work. I've seen countless entrepreneurs running million-dollar businesses who can barely pay themselves minimum wage. They're trapped in what I call the revenue trap, mistaking movement for progress. So what actually builds wealth? Here are the three hidden metrics that matter most. First, profit per customer, not total customers. It's better to have 10 customers each generating $1,000 in profit than 100 customers generating $10 each. Second, recurring revenue beats one-time sales every single time. When your income is predictable, your life becomes controllable. Third, systems that run without you create true business value. Your goal should be maximum profit with minimum effort. Let me tell you about Sarah. She built a consulting firm to $800,000 in revenue, but worked 80-hour weeks. After restructuring her business model, she dropped to $400,000 in revenue, but kept $200,000 in profit. Now she works 25 hours per week, and her business runs without her. She doubled her wealth by cutting revenue in half. Here's what I call the freedom formula. Sustainable profit creates options that revenue alone never will. When you build systems, hire the right people, and optimize for your time back, something magical happens. A $200,000 profit business will always beat a $500,000 revenue scramble. Think like an investor, not just an operator. Here's your action step for this week. Calculate your actual profit per hour worked. If it's less than what you'd pay yourself as an employee, it's time to restructure. Remember this mantra: revenue is vanity, profit is sanity. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.